This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 31st August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, it's a bright and sunny day across Israel, with Jerusalem enjoying clear skies and Tel Aviv experiencing a pleasant breeze. Temperatures are comfortable, making it a great day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, just in. Prime Minister Netanyahu states that defeating Iran could lead to the end of Hamas and Hezbollah, as reported by JNS. Also, earlier today, I-24 News reports that Iran and Hamas are intensifying attack plots in the West Bank. Also this hour, according to the Jerusalem Post, Hamas condemns rising settler violence and accuses Israel's government of using condemnation as a smokescreen. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew reveals that a night operation in Shechem led to the arrest of a terrorist linked to Lion's Den. And finally, Walla reports on growing tensions as Iran and the U.S. are engaged in a clock war over uranium enrichment. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT 613 noted earlier that Iran's foreign ministry claims U.S. sanctions threaten international law. Aaron David Miller shared his thoughts that the arrogance of great powers often leads to underestimating adversaries, reflecting on historical parallels. Hen Mazig highlighted that Hakeem Jeffries condemned antisemitism by Hassan Piker, pointing out the statement on CNN. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the statement from Prime Minister Netanyahu. According to JNS, the Prime Minister emphasized that significant progress has been made against Tehran's nuclear program. However, he warned that Iran remains committed to its nuclear ambitions. This stance underscores Israel's ongoing security concerns in the region. Turning to the increased attack plots in the West Bank, I-24 News reports that Israeli intelligence has identified a surge in plans by Iran and Hamas to target Israeli areas. This development comes amid heightened regional tensions and reflects the complex security challenges Israel faces. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post covers Hamas's response to settler violence. Hamas accuses the Israeli government of using public condemnations to deflect international scrutiny. This claim adds another layer of tension to the already volatile situation between Israel and the Palestinian territories. In the case of the night operation in Shechem, Israel Hayom Hebrew details that the arrest was part of a coordinated effort by Yamam and the Shin Bet. The targeted individual was suspected of significant involvement in terrorist activities. This operation highlights Israel's proactive measures in countering terrorism. And finally, the Walla report on the clock war between Iran and the U.S. reveals that despite Iran's halt in uranium enrichment, the threat remains as materials are kept in secure facilities. This situation continues to strain U.S.-Iran relations and impacts regional security dynamics. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that Rafael's CEO criticized the finance ministry over delayed payments, forcing the company to consider loans. This could impact the company's operations and financial stability. Separately, according to Israel Hayom Business, while the overall housing market stagnates, the Judea and Samaria region experiences a boom in sales and construction. This trend reflects shifting dynamics in Israel's real estate sector. And finally, Walla Business highlights a turnaround in Israel's hotel industry, which shifted from losses to profitability due to increased domestic tourism. This indicates a growing preference for local travel among Israelis. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 1 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.